It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Lulley and Steve Nips.
Good evening and welcome to Middletown High School, the place to be tonight. In from the cold and the high school band right in back of us providing the music. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs. Steve, of course, the former athletic director at Thomas Johnson High School, and your school is here tonight, TJ, to take on Middletown in what should be a great game.
It should be, Pete. We got TJ playing very well late. Put together a 9-game or 10-game winning streak, and the Knights themselves have now gotten in gear, and they've won, I think, 4 in a row now. So it should be a good game. It usually is. I'm looking forward to this game. It's a good test for both teams.
It certainly is. John Manley is sitting down there. We talked to him just before the game. He's ready to go. And, of course, the head coach of the Middletown High School Knights is John Kimig. And Middletown coming in 8-4, and TJ 11-2. And, again, we caution that some schools count the tournament games and some don't. So you've got to have various records.
11-2 for TJ is the total for for all their games, including the tournament they play in during the Christmas break. So 11-2 would be a correct overall record. Now, those two games, as we said, come February when they seed for the regionals playoffs, those two games will not come into play. But they're allowed those two games.
And then, of course, Middletown, I believe, is also accurate. They count everything, so they'd be 8-4. And they're on a kind of a hot streak. Two recent victories for them. They beat Smithsburg 71-40 on January 9th. And then last Friday night, defeating South Carroll 61-39. Some impressive victories for this Middletown team that's, come out of nowhere. They never seem to get the kind of respect that they should get.
They certainly should.
All they do is win.
They're well-coached, and they've got some excellent players for sure. Reese Poffenbarger has certainly been a player to watch, and he's been a key player in some of the games. And Brian Walker is one of their leading scorers, and he's averaging 12, almost 13 points a game. So we'll look to see Brian contributing along with Reese Poffenbarger for Middletown.
And we notice Dan Raz, the junior, getting a start tonight. He's been averaging 3.2 assists a game, and that could be the reason that he's in there. He will be in there as starting tonight along with Dan Bush, Logan Call, Brian Walker, and Reese Poffenbarger. I believe he's the son of the girls' coach?
Yes, Amy Poffenbarger is the head girls' coach, and his younger sister is Sailor, that plays for them.
What a family.
got some good genes there, that's for sure.
And Reese, only a sophomore, and of course his sister, who's having such an incredible year for the girls, is only a freshman.
Right.
And it's just amazing the way these young athletes keep coming up over and over again.
Yeah, and then they specialize in more and more, and you know that's the way it's been, and it's certainly going to continue. And you find a sport that you really have the talent and the skill, then you concentrate on it almost year round in some form.
Yeah.
You know, some sports you can actually play that sport all year round. Others you can't, but you train for it and you can do other things to keep you where you want to be and continue to, you know, hopefully play at the next level in that particular sport.
Hal Graw in the Sunday Frederick News Post, where he kind of criticized this concentration. He likes the playing three different sports, which I think I'm kind of on that side too.
Well, we're old school, Pete.
I know. But of course, where I lived, it was football, hockey, ice hockey,
right,
and then baseball. Here, it's football, basketball, and then baseball.
Well, I was a three sport. I played football, I wrestled, and I played baseball. And they still have those kids these days, and just fewer of them. But there's still multiple sport athletes, and usually with your track athletes, you're going to have a number of them that do all three three seasons, a little cross country in the fall, indoor in the winter, and outdoor in the spring. But you don't have as many as that you had used to. You, other than the track athletes, you probably don't have any other athletes that would do three sports a year. They usually can take a break. You'll have a kid that'll play football and maybe play lacrosse in the spring, or play football and basketball, then they don't play anything in the spring. And there again, that's giving them that opportunity to get themselves ready for whatever the next sport is. And it's really amazing to watch how these kids progress and how good their skills are.
Hey, you know, this band is throwing me off. I'm losing my train of thought.
Yeah, it's very good.
They're very good. They are very good, I'll tell you. But they are right in back of us here, so you'll hear them, the Middletown High School band. Right, we're coming up to break time right now. We'll take a break, and we're getting very close to the tip-off, which will be coming up about 7 or 8 minutes from now. Middletown against Thomas Johnson, a really good matchup. Might not have looked like a good matchup when the schedule was put out, but right now both teams are hot, and both teams playing very well, and they have some outstanding players, so it should be very interesting. We've heard a lot of comments from people walking up to us before the game. They've been saying that very thing, so there's a good crowd on hand here in Middletown tonight. We'll take a break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
City Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Catch it, did you? Yes, good. That's good. He did. Just he and that. About ready? It's hard to get.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
All right, Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. We are back here at Middletown High School. A lot of noise, a lot of people looking forward to this game, and we're just about 4 minutes away from the tip-off. And let's look at this TJ team, which really, they've been on a roll since early December.
Yeah, they
lost a couple early games. So one was to Oakdale, and then Watkins Mill, and then they've just taken off from there like a rocket.
Yeah, they were 2-2, and now they've won nine in a row.
Yeah. Nine in a row, yep.
Yep. Yeah. So it makes them 11-2. And so, yes, they've started. Everything's clicking. They have, them and Middletown are very similar in the fact that they both teams have four undergrad starters, one senior starter on each squad. Tells you the future's looking good with that. As far as TJ, you got to, I guess, you keep doing what you've been doing, and that's playing very good defense. And then everybody seems to pick up for each other and, help with the scoring. And it's not always one person. And, that's why, certain teams in this county are playing very well. And that reason alone is they're not caring about who gets what. Let's get the W and, whoever's hot, give them the ball. And we go from there.
I think that's it. And Coach John Manley, 11-2, these TJ boys, as they get ready to face Middletown tonight. They're out here warming up, and they're ready to go. Let's look at some of the players. That Braxton Foreman, 6'5", senior, really coming into his own. He got 18 points the other night against Walkersville. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 assists. Not a bad night for him.
No, indeed. He's that kind of player. He got a little bit of a slow start, but now he things have picked up, and he's playing the way that you expect Braxton Foreman to play.
He's a senior. And then, of course, his friend Bennett Commander, the junior at 6'6". That's quite a combination of those two.
And Bennett has really improved his game, and he'll continue to improve his game. But he's a force down under, always battling and being in the midst of getting rebounds and shooting. But he's improved, his game has improved.
And, I kind of call him the quiet man. Billy Williams of the Cubs, always in the shadow of Ernie Banks for years at the Cubs. He had great records. Here is I'll make a case for J.R. Poe, the 6'3" junior of Thomas Johnson. He is averaging a double-double, 11.6 points and 10.5 rebounds a game, very quietly, it seems. You know, again, some of these guys you notice, and some J.R. Poe, you just don't notice him.
J.R. has really stepped up his game, and certainly to average a double-double is quite remarkable, because he's just a well-rounded player, and he plays at both ends of the floor, and he can do the job for you, and he's a key player for him for sure.
And then, of course, Rick Rivas, we had him on in our post-game show the other night. A very interesting young man, 5'9", junior guard, fun to watch, a great great point guard, a lot of speed, quickness.
And Richard certainly stepped up his game as we talked to him a couple weeks ago, and you know, he's worked on going to the basket more, and you can see that's made his game better. He's able to see the floor extremely well, make the passes, kick them back out, or continue to get fouled. He's a very good foul shooter, and he can shoot that three as well.
Oh, he can. And tonight getting a start will be Brett Coughlin, a senior. We talked to John Manley before the game. He didn't really give a reason why, but Brett Coughlin is in there, the senior. I know he played well in the intra-city game that we watched.
Yes, he comes off the bench. He's a very solid player for him, and he'll do a fine job tonight.
And the cheerleaders coming out there, Thomas Johnson cheerleaders are here.
Yep, they're going to be ready to make the starting lineups here.
As they're getting ready to introduce the starting lineups, it's cold outside, but very warm in here at Middletown, and the fans are crowded in for what should be an excellent high school basketball game. Three officials tonight, remember?
Yep.
And, of course, the 35-second clock now in boys' high school basketball. We can't forget about that. We saw that as a factor in the JV game. JV, by the way, the JV game was won by Thomas Johnson, 47-37.
Middletown won that one.
Oh, did they? Tonight,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was okay. Wasn't watching as carefully as I thought I was.
But,
and they will have the introduction now of the players just below us. Of course, you are on a platform up here at Middletown, so we can look down on the proceedings. And we've had some good games here already this year. And the girl, we saw, WFMD covered the Brunswick-Middletown girls game, which you saw
earlier,
with Ed Luley there. That was quite a, you saw Sailor Poffenbarger, the sister of the player you'll see tonight, or here tonight, Reese Poffenbarger, and their mother, of course, the head coach of the girls here at Middletown.
Who at this point are undefeated.
Yeah.
And so they've got a very, very, very fine team this year.
All right, we're introducing, here comes Coughlin, Brett Coughlin out there being introduced, the 6 foot forward, and a senior for Thomas Johnson.
Number five, Anton Wright.
I guess they're introducing
everybody.
Entire team here. Anton White, the 6 foot four senior. Michael Concepcion, the 6'1" senior, getting introduced. And Bajan Bahai, the 6'4" junior.
Now the starters.
Okay. Here comes Richard Rivas, wearing number 0 as usual. Excellent guard. And J.R. Poe, averaging a double-double in rebounds and points, having a great year for Thomas Johnson. Bennett Commander also having a good year for Thomas Johnson, the 6'6" junior. And here comes Braxton Foreman, excellent football player, and, of course, 6'5" senior, good basketball player, too.
And Brett Conlon.
Coughlin, we had introduced.
Coughlin, Coughlin.
Coughlin.
Coughlin. Stuff to say. For the Knights.
So now the Middletown Knights, being coached by John Kymick. Are they introducing everybody?
Yeah.
They're just announcing, though. They're not coming out.
Right.
Just threw me off. They're announcing. I didn't see anybody running out there, but they're just announcing the names, and then the starters will come out. That's the way they're doing it.
Yes.
Athletic director here, Michael DeSimone at Middletown High School. And Middletown basketball 2 years ago making it all the way to the state final in 2A. An excellent team.
It's Reese Poffenbarger.
Reese Poffenbarger, the sophomore. We've already told you something
and
about
starting,
him.
The starting quarterback this past season for the Knights.
He was. And Logan Call introduced here, the senior. And here comes Dan Raz. He'll get the start tonight. Brian Walker, averaging 12.8 points a game. Dan Bush, the junior. Yep. So it's a young team, young yes. Middletown team.
Yep, a sophomore, three juniors, and one senior. TJ counters with four juniors and one senior.
As Bush comes over and gives a fist pump to the officials. I'll have our national anthem now for Middletown High School.
A jazz band will play it.
And a very good jazz band.
Indeed.
Just adds something when you got a live high school band.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
They've been doing this for years, and they've done an outstanding job with that, and they played different pieces during the course of the game and between quarters, and it's nice. It's a nice thing they do up here at Middletown.
All right, we're just about set to go here. Middletown coming out in the orange and white uniforms, and the Thomas Johnson Patriots red maroon uniforms. Coming out and shaking hands with each other as they get set to go here. Should be a pretty important game for both teams with TJ at 11-2 and a 9-game winning streak and Middletown hot too at 8-4. Walker will jump for Middletown and J.R. Poe for Thomas Johnson. Thomas Johnson going from our left to right. As we look out from the balcony here at Middletown High School, tip is won by TJ. And picking up that ball is Foreman. Foreman with the ball outside the arc, going over the right side, throws over to left now to Rivas. Rivas at the top of the key. Richard Rivas for Thomas Johnson.
Middletown in the zone.
He gets over to Poe. Poe being bothered by the zone, keeping him out, gets an elbow in there. Somebody, Braxton Foreman, top of the key now, goes over to the left side, puts up the shot. It's short, and the rebound is grabbed by Logan Call. And Middletown on the attack.
Poffenbarger with the ball out front.
There he is. Reese Poffenbarger, good player. With it is Walker. Walker right down the lane, puts it up, and oh, he missed the layup. He had a clear shot at the basket. Rebound is fought for. It looks like Bennett Commander.
Got the rebound. I think we're going to have a foul on Middletown.
Commander in good position for that rebound. Logan Call contested it.
I think I'm waiting to see if they put
the number
up.
A whistle, but yeah. They didn't put the number up.
Nope.
There it is. 13. Okay, it is indeed. Logan Call gets caught for the foul there in the rebounding action.
Oops.
His
nice.
First.
Good defense there by Brian Walker. Stepped in there, knocking the ball out of bounds. It's like on to him.
Good basketball instincts shown
yes,
right
indeed.
There by Walker.
Indeed.
Right. Just below us, in front of the right the side of the court now, J.R. Poe is averaging a double-double this year for TJ. About to put the ball in play. Rivas out there waiting for that. Rivas, just a very quick, fun-to-watch guard. He just never stops hustling. And I don't know where he gets all his energy. Trying to use the screen there set by Commander. Gets over the left side, back out to Commander. Now over to Foreman.
Middletown and a man-to-man now.
Coughlin with it now. Coughlin, top of the key. Thomas Johnson on the attack. Commander to Coughlin from the corner. No good. Way off. Rebound is taken by Walker. Walker will bring that ball back. Oh, a high pass to Bush. He manages to keep it from going out of bounds. Good play to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger driving to the basket as the ball knocked out of his hand.
Nope. It went off of his hand, so it's a
yeah.
DJ ball.
Good defense by TJ. And we're no score now with 6:38 to go in the first quarter. Thomas Johnson and Middletown boys live from Middletown on WFMD. Rivas top of the key, being guarded by Poffenbarger. That's a good matchup. Over on the left side to Poe. Poe with Raz on him. Coughlin, now the Rivas. Rivas from the free throw line, puts it up. Oh, he stepped back, jumper from the free throw line, won't go. Rebound is taken down by Walker. Walker coming the other way for Middletown. Back out goes to Poffenbarger, to the side to Raz. Raz hits a three.
Nice shot by Dan Raz. Excellent form that time.
All right. Foreman comes back. It's 3-0 Middletown. 6 minutes even to go now in the first quarter. Foreman trying to set a screen for Foreman, unable to do it. Get over to Rivas down the quarter by Poffenbarger, but he's double-teamed. Getting the ball is Coughlin. Puts it up and in. Nice hustle by Coughlin.
And nice pass by Richard Rivas there on the baseline.
And it is 3-2. With it is Poffenbarger, picked up by Rivas at midcourt. Goes over to the right side, the right-hand dribble, gets it to Walker over on the right side. Now Walker, top of the key, goes to Call. They get it over to Dan Raz on the left side. Dan Raz firing to Bush. Bush the shot for the free throw line, won't go. The rebound taken by, put up Walker, and he couldn't squeeze it in. Rivas comes the other way on the fast break. Rivas puts it up, won't go off the front of the rim. Rebound is taken down by Bush. Bush gets it to Raz. And it's 3-2 in favor of Middletown. Walker with a three. Won't go. Hits the inside of the iron. The rebound taken by Walker. Puts it up. That won't go. Got his own rebound, though. Good hustle. Still 3-2 in favor of Middletown with 5:01 to go first quarter.
Play a little sloppy here at the beginning, Pete, but I'm sure it'll straighten itself out here.
3-2 the score. 1-point lead for Middletown. But with the ball is Thomas Johnson right now. J.R. Poe with a 10-footer is good. It didn't take long for him to get on the board. 4-3 in favor of TJ. They take the lead for the first time with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Walker driving towards the basket. The ball knocked out of his hand. Now a foul. It's going to get Foreman.
Yep. With the body.
Braxton Foreman, the 6'5" senior, picking up the foul.
I'm not mistaken. I think Brian Walker also played football for the Knights this past fall.
I think you're right. Shot is good. Walker with all net there for the Knights. Brian Walker averaging 12.8 points a game so far this season. We got a ways to go. Walker again. Oh, nice form.
Yes, indeed.
2-for-2 for Brian. And it's 5-4 Middletown as they go back and forth.
Zay Brooks now in.
Here he is. He didn't get the start tonight, but he's in there quickly to Rivas. Rivas going across the top of the key, feeding over on the left side. There's J.R. Poe off the backboard and in.
Well, that was a little bit of luck on that one, but a nice shot nonetheless.
4 points for Poe, and it's 6-5 TJ as they go back and forth. Poffenbarger, we figured this was the kind of game it was going to be. Brian Walker, bounce pass in the high post to Bush. He gets it back out to Walker for the three. It won't go. Rebound fought for and going to be taken away by Tay Brooks.
Nice
pass. Poe gets it to Foreman underneath. Foreman drives to the basket, puts it up off the glass and in.
He's a big body to try and keep from the basket, that's for sure.
Wow. Braxton Foreman just powering his way in for the basket. With it now is Poffenbarger using some screens and getting bumped by Poe.
Those are the fouls if we say that drive coaches nuts. you don't need to make that. No need for that foul.
And, you know, I think John Manley agrees with you. He's up off his seat and walking and pacing, and he is noticeably upset. 8-5 in favor of TJ now, but Middletown with the ball.
Luke Pryor in for Middletown.
Poffenbarger now with it. Or to Raz. Back to Poffenbarger outside that arc. Back over to Raz. They get it deep in the corner to Walker, who comes flashing into the right corner. Gets it back up top to Raz. Raz outside the arc. Shot won't go. Rebound taken now by TJ on the run. Here comes Rivas. Rivas on the fast break for TJ. Gets hit in the head by an elbow there. I don't know if that's good. That will get called.
Yeah, I think that was on Raz.
Wow. He just shakes it off. Tough kid. Richard Rivas.
Now Colby Doreen is in now from Middletown.
So the substitutions start now from the Middletown side. It's 8-5 in favor of TJ. Back it goes to Tay Brooks now. Tay Brooks coming over to the top of the key, trying to use the screen. Can't do it. Now gets it to Foreman. Foreman on the left side outside the arc. Foreman backpedals. Foreman with a two-handed chest pass to Brooks for a three. It won't go, and the rebound taken down by Raz. Dan Raz from Middletown. It's 8-5 in favor of the Patriots. Walker driving along the baseline, throws the ball away. They'll chase it down. I think it was Doreen that got that.
I think it's going to be a Middletown ball there.
Colby Doreen chasing it down, the sophomore. And you're right, it will be a Middletown ball. Dan Raz will put the ball in play and fires out to Walker, who's wide open. Walker over to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger looking underneath with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Poffenbarger loses the dribble, picks it up, gets it over to Walker. Walker flashing it out to Pryor. Pryor gets it to Raz.
Nice
Raz under
inside.
Walker on the baseline, puts it up. The ball was blocked by Foreman and taken away by TJ on the fast break. Now here comes J.R. Poe. Poe back to Rivas. TJ settles it down. Tay Brooks drives to the basket.
Pass.
Oh, what a pass to Commander, who puts it in.
Excellent pass by Zay Brooks.
Zay Brooks with a beauty there. Here's Poffenbarger being chased by Rivas. Ball goes over to Raz in the corner, being guarded by Brooks. Raz goes right into the paint. Raz
nice
puts it up.
Move.
No
Ooh.
Good. Didn't have enough strength on it to get it off the boards. It wouldn't go. And the rebound taken down by Poe. Poe gets it up to Brooks. Deep in the corner, Rivas won't go. Rebound taken down by Commander. That won't go. And the rebound finally taken down by Walker
nice
for
job.
Middletown.
Nice job by Walker. Good position that time. Get that rebound.
Oh, you're right. It really was. Walker driving to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. Oh, Walker is really playing well here.
I think at the foul on Foreman, that may be two on Braxton.
If it's on him, it is.
Let's see. Nope.
All right, the score is 10-5 in favor of TJ.
Yeah, it is Foreman. That's his first, though.
Yeah.
So I guess the other foul was not on him the way we thought
it was. Thought it was, yeah.
Yep. So he only has one.
Walker comes out for a rest.
And looks like Jonathan Calament is in now for Middletown.
10-5. TJ with a 5-point lead on the ball outside. J.R. Poe has it outside that arc. Back pedals, fires over to Foreman. Foreman looked like he wanted to take a three, decides to drive, puts up a 15-footer. It's good. It's all net by Foreman. Now he's got 4 points.
He's tough force to stop, that's for sure.
12-5. TJ up by seven. Biggest lead of the game. It's going to be a foul called on TJ.
They had a good idea. They had Richard Rivas and J.R. Poe with a trap over in the corner, and they had him. They got a little too.
That's going to be
there. That's J.R.'s second.
Yeah. So that, yeah, okay, that's second.
He'll have a seat, and Brett Coughlin is back in.
Calamats, as you said there, is in there for Middletown. Gets the pass off to Poffenbarger. Can't get it along the baseline. Drive it, went in and out. Rebound to Rivas. Rivas can't handle it. He gets it to Brooks. Brooks chases the ball down and gets it for TJ just outside that arc. As he looks at the basket, fires the ball in there. A careless pass taken by Logan Call.
Not there. They don't want to throw the pass there. There was too many Knights in that mix.
Logan Call with it. Fires it, tries to get it underneath now as Middletown has the ball. And they lose it. Picked up by Logan Call, though. Logan fires over to Poffenbarger. 12-5. TJ with 37 seconds to go first quarter. Poffenbarger a three. Won't go. He was wide open, too. Rebound fought for and taken away by Middletown. Good battling under there by Logan Call. Oh, he fought for that ball and got it. And now the ball is... Oh, people are getting hit in the head and everything else. And Foreman comes out of there with it. Real struggle, a physical game so far.
Good battle by Zay Brooks to get that ball and get it out to Foreman.
Somebody got whacked in the head there.
Yeah, they both got...
Ten seconds to go.
When you battle for the ball down there,
Rivas,
that can happen.
Rivas,
nice
top
pass.
Of the key, fires a nice pass underneath. Back to Rivas for a three. That won't go off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound is taken down
by Pryor.
And the ball is blocked, and that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Thomas Johnson 12, Middletown 5. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Bob Dacey is our producer tonight on WFMD at our WFMD studios. Steve Nibbs and I'm Pete McLeod. We're live at Middletown High School. And right now, TJ, the visiting TJ team, in this boys' basketball battle. TJ has the lead 12-5 after one quarter. And it looked like size was a factor there.
Indeed. Middletown's having trouble down and getting those extra second and third shots. They're getting one, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Foreman and Commander down underneath and Poe. It's been tough going. to get a rebound.
That's a lot to deal with.
Yes.
Push to the top of the key over to Calumets. Calumets with a two-handed pass, gets it over to Logan Call. Low post, Bush puts it up.
Nice.
A hook shot is good by Bush.
Nice shot there by Daniel Bush.
Oh, that was a nice
drop
move.
Step and a nice soft jump hook.
The old-fashioned jump hook there. Top of the key, it goes to Brooks for TJ. Brooks trying to go right down the lane
nice
in the paint.
Pass.
Underneath, and a beautiful pass underneath to Commander, who finishes it off.
Nicely done there.
Oh, what a beautiful pass. With the ball is Walker now coming back for Middleton. He holds the ball, gets it to Calumets. Calumets driving
nice
right to the basket,
move.
Puts it up. Oh, up too hard off the glass, but there's a foul underneath.
That's a nice drive to the bucket by Jonathan there. He drove hard, nice, and it's just a little too hard off the iron there.
14-7 the score. 7-point lead for TJ. They've got the ball. Walking it up will be Foreman. Foreman over to Rivas. Rivas being guarded by Poffenbarger. He'll stay with him as they go with a man-to-man defense now. Foreman over to the right side. Top of the key, it goes to Brooks. Brooks fires over the corner to Rivas. Deep in the corner now, it goes to Commander.
Foreman for three.
Foreman with three, and oh, just a little bit short of the rebound is taken down under there by Logan Call, and he gives it off to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger with the ball against Rivas. Rivas giving him a hard time. In the corner goes to Walker. They get it to Bush. Bush just outs. Oh, it's blocked from back.
Commander.
Wow, what a play. And Rivas driving to the basket. Puts it up. Can't finish it off. Rebound Bush. And Middletown comes back to Brian Walker. Walker going to drive to the basket. He's hit on the way in by Coughlin.
Yeah, Brett Coughlin got on the block. Ryan Walker moving very well with the ball. You can see why he's... Leads his team in scoring, and a very nice player.
Foul on the floor, no shot here. Four team fouls on both teams. 6:30 to go. Second quarter, 14-7. TJ over Middletown. Putting the ball in play is the Knights. With the ball is Bush. Bush gets it to Walker. Walker holding that ball for Middletown as they work that ball around with 27 left on the shot clock there. And with it is Poffenbarger. Looking for a screen. He has Rivas on him, and there is that screen by Bush. He gets it back to Bush, who's wide open for a three. That won't go. Rebound taken by Commander.
Boy, the Middletown's having a tough time with the jump shots.
Up to Coughlin, who got a beautiful basket in the first quarter, working hard underneath. Gets it to Rivas. He flicks it in to Foreman. Foreman underneath with Walker on him. Good defense by Brian Walker. As TJ holds that ball outside now. With it is Brooks. Brooks drives to the basket.
Nice.
Hands off to Foreman for the two-handed dunk.
Well, they collapsed on him,
and then he
just dished the ball to Foreman coming down the baseline, and he took it up and two-handed dunk.
16-7. TJ looking good and leading here. Walker forced out of bounds over there by Coughlin.
Good job that time. Brett made sure he got his body where it needed to be, and Walker had to do the smart thing and bounce it off his legs so Middletown maintained possession. Raz back in. Jonathan Calumets coming to have a seat.
Have you got 44?
No, I don't have a 44 here, Pete. So.
Well, we got a mystery man.
Yep, we got another
we'll
one.
We'll find out at halftime. Driving to the basket is Walker. That won't go. He tries to get his own rebound. Ball loose along the baseline.
Battle for it. Boy, it's still.
They're still battling for it. Somebody get that ball. It gets up to Brooks. Brooks is all alone. Has it blocked out of his hands by Poffenbarger on a great defensive play.
Great hustle there by Reese Poffenbarger and getting back and getting the hand and almost made a great play. He just happened to step on the line before he tossed the ball backwards.
He caught up to Brooks and just knocked it out of Brooks' hands as Brooks thought he was going to go in for the bunny there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes Poffenbarger. Oh, Foreman drives to the basket, shaking the backboard, tried to get another dunk.
He was a little too thin time, not quite right. Took off a little too soon.
Couldn't quite do it.
Antoine Wright now in for Brett Coughlin. J.R. Poe back in for T.J.
It's 5 minutes to go in the first half, 16-7. TJ with the lead. They've led most of the way. Goes to Walker.
Nice.
Walker fires, and Rivas steals the ball. Rivas coming the other way. Hands off to Antoine Wright. He misses the layup, but the rebound by Brooks, and I think Brooks got fouled.
Yes, he did.
Tay Brooks.
Let's see. He fouls on Raz. That's his second.
Yeah. Dan Raz getting the start tonight, but there's a free throw beautifully put in by Zay Brooks. That's his first point of the night.
Yep. Luke Pryor in to give Brian Walker a brief breather, I'm sure. He'll be brief. He'll be back in soon.
He will be. He's playing very well. Second free throw also good by Brooks. So it's 18-7, biggest lead of the game at 11 now for TJ with 4:44 left in the first half. With the ball is Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger nearly slips out of bounds there, keeps his footing. Coming out, trying to use a screen and can't do it by Pryor. Rivas, and the ball taken out of his hands by Rivas, who gets pushed and knocked down. That's going to be a foul on Poffenbarger. A little frustration there by the sophomore.
Yep.
And it'll be T.J. Ball in an 18-7 lead here.
Yep, I think they call it in Middletown.
Yep. Oh, Middletown, I'm sorry. Oh. Poffenbarger with it.
To our mystery man.
Yeah. Maybe on the JV roster we can track that down. Comes up to Foreman. Foreman.
Nice feed to Antoine Wright.
Putting up the pass and not finished off there by
good hustle
Antoine
by Middletown
Wright.
Middletown gets the Bush.
Oh, the ball is being bounced around.
That's going to be, I think, three now on J.R. Poe.
Are they going to call that on Poe, you think?
I think so. There's number 10.
Yeah, you gotta
let's see.
There's only one number 10 out there.
Let's see if it comes up on the board.
So 18-7 the score.
Looked like it was
11-point lead for TJ.
They called the timeout. I think it was TJ timeout.
So the timeout is called there. And we've had a kind of a physical game here in the second quarter.
But the fouls have been down, and Middletown has five team fouls, TJ four. But the Middletown's had a tough night shooting, and the boards have played a big part for Middletown. They haven't been able to get that second shot that you like to have, and which means you got to hit those shots when you take them. And if you only get one chance, that certainly makes it difficult.
4:07 is our time left in the first half. And Friday night we'll be in Linganore, up at Linganore High School, as the Frederick girls, defending state champions, will be at Linganore.
That'll be a good one.
Good matchup there.
Yep.
Girls basketball in the area. That's Friday night. 6:50 will be the airtime. And 7 o'clock for the opening tip. The Frederick girls at Linganore. And Middletown putting the ball play going from our right to our left, trailing 18-7. Poffenbarger with it. Poffenbarger over to number 44, whose name we'll find out for you.
Yep.
Comes out to Pryor. Pryor at the top of the key. Pryor working. Getting the ball over on the left side now to Ben Watts, who just came to the game. Ben Watts in there for Middletown.
Is that who that is, huh?
John Manley taking guys off the bench and getting a good... he can go pretty deep.
Yep.
And it will be a non-shooting foul.
So you got Antoine Wright, Poe, Rivas, Brooks, and Foreman. TJ.
Over to Pryor. Pryor with a 15-footer. That's short. And the rebound fought for and going to be taken away from Ben Watts and picked up by Rivas. Rivas at midcourt. Rivas driving to the basket, uses the backboard and puts it up and in. Rivas with a nice move.
Let's go, Mike.
And here comes Poffenbarger back from Middletown. Fires the ball over in the corner now. Middletown works underneath to Bush. Bush turns around right underneath, sees the basket, lays it in a beautiful play.
Reverse layup by Dan Bush. Excellent play.
Wow, he just kept his head about him there and made it 20-9, an 11-point lead now for TJ. Rebound is taken down by Pryor. Gives it off to Poffenbarger for Middletown. Middletown down by 11.
We need to get down to single digits here, Pete.
They fire the ball into Bush. Bush backing in towards the basket. Puts a little hook shot up and in. Dan Bush.
Good idea by Middletown to drop the ball into Dan Bush, who's being guarded by J.R. Poe, who has three fouls. He can't afford his fourth.
Brooks.
Nice
the basket.
Bounce pass.
Passes off to Poe, who scores and gets fouled.
Adam Pryor with the foul. Got one of the chops for his troubles. Excellent pass that time.
Beautiful passing by TJ. That's the way, kind of been a hallmark of their team. 22-11. And a three-point play by J.R. Poe. Again, the man who doesn't get that much recognition. 7 points for him already. He's averaging a double-double in this season. And the pass goes off of the hand, I believe, of Bush. Well, let's see. Maybe it was touched by Poe. I think it was touched by Poe. Three foul. I didn't notice that. Three personals. You're right on Poe. So he will be playing with those three personal fouls here with 2:26 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be Middletown ball under their own basket.
I think Bahai has come in now for...
Oh, pass underneath, up and in with the backhanded reverse layup. Ben Watts gets the inbounds pass and scores. 23-13. Nice play by Watts.
Yes, indeed. Excellent shot.
With it is Foreman. Foreman driving to the basket. It's over to Rivas in the corner. Rivas in the left corner being guarded by Poffenbarger. Gets right by Poffenbarger for the 10-footer. It's good.
Nothing but net there.
Rivas. Rick Rivas now 4 points. With the ball is Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger. Nice screen there set by Pryor. Getting Poffenbarger some room. He tries to drive along the baseline. Forced out, but I think he was pushed.
Yep. I think the foul was on Rivas.
And at the line.
Yep, that's his first.
At the line for the 1-1 will be Poffenbarger.
Yep. 17th foul for TJ. Gives him the bonus.
So 25-13, the lead at 12. Poffenbarger misses. And the rebound is taken down by Antoine Wright.
Zay Brooks.
Here comes Zay Brooks up the left side now, or the right side. Bahai. Fires deep in the corner.
That's Bahai.
Bahai getting that ball out to Wright. Wright.
Ooh, nice crossover dribble by Antoine.
At the free throw line, he banks it in. Oh.
little bit of luck on that one. It's going up there a little hard, but it hit the backboard, went straight in.
Biggest lead of the game now, 27-13 at 14 points for TJ. Bounce pass goes into Bush. Bush being double-teamed. Driving to the basket, puts up that, didn't make it, and the rebound by Antoine Wright off to Rivas. Rivas with his hair flying in the air. It comes into Brooks.
Nice
Brooks
speed.
With a beautiful pass out front.
Jump ball.
It looks like Bahai. Bahai just didn't know what to do with it.
Well, Dan Bush hustled on defense there and got the jump ball, but this possession goes to TJ.
Now we'll give Bush credit there for hustling back, but Bahai got that ball, that pass in a nice position, just couldn't do anything with it. Right now, Rivas with it. To Antoine Wright. Wright going to try to drive down the lane. Passes off to Foreman instead. Foreman at the free throw line. The jumper is no good. Rebound is fought for. Antoine Wright gets it. Gets it in bounds. TJ still with it. Puts it up, and that won't go. Rebound finally taken down by Pryor as he hustles under there and gets that rebound.
And foul on Zay Brooks there.
So Brooks commits the foul. 27-13. Our score with 48.2 seconds to go in the half.
Ben Watts and Zay Brooks both going for it. Brooks a little too more aggressive there on that and got called for the foul.
Ben Watts now with a 1-1.
I think that's...
Watts' shot is up, and it is good. He'll get another.
That was Brooks' first.
So 3 points for Ben Watts tonight. 48.2 seconds to go in the half. 27-14 as Middletown tries to claw back here. Second shot by Watts. That is good. Hit the front of the rim, bounced up, and went through.
Nice job there by nice soft touch.
Luke Pryor almost had a loose ball, and he could gobble up there, but Foreman picks it up. Screen set for him as Bahai comes out there to try to set a screen. Can't do it. Here comes Foreman along the baseline, puts it up, no good, draws the foul.
I think it's on our 33.
Braxton, that's Pryor?
That's Pryor. That's his second.
So he has two, and there's 35.3 seconds to go in the half. Foreman at the line.
Brian Walker getting ready to come back in.
And he'll have two shots, misses the first.
Too soft, got to get more knees.
Walker comes in.
Bend the knees a little more.
Pryor comes out. Pryor certainly hustled when he was out there. I'll tell you, he's everywhere.
He did very well for them.
Foreman now with his second free throw. The shot is up, and it's good. So Foreman has 7 points on the night.
Got a timeout here by Coach Manley.
35.3 seconds to go in the half. And it's been mostly TJ. Opening minutes, Middletown was out to a lead, but TJ has maintained this about a 10-point lead through most of the second quarter. Right now they lead by 13 at 28-15.
The outside shooting for Middletown has not been where they want it to be, and they've relied on some passes down underneath the bush and walking, and they've been able to convert on those. I'm sure they're hoping that they can start knocking down some threes or start shooting better from 10 feet and beyond to give them a chance, but and that way, you know, get back in this ball game, because the shots have been off and they have not been able to get, they don't have the people underneath to get the board to get another chance.
All right. Middletown puts the ball in play. They get it to Watts. Watts bringing it up against Brooks. Brooks staying right with him. 30 seconds to go in the half. You got to watch that clock now. The ball worked around. Comes out to Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger with Rivas on him. Boy, those two have been locked in a battle. It'll probably continue in the second half. Oh, a screen. That's a moving block. Pick, yep. I think.
Yeah, our mystery young man got there a little too late.
Yeah, he must be for the football team there. That was a good block.
Hadn't gotten completely set.
Well, and now with 17 seconds, TJ has a chance to have the last shot of the half with a 28-15 lead.
I think it's like 0.6.
Comes to Bihai.
Difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
Wright with it. Wright puts up the jumper from just inside the arc. It's good. It's a two-point shot there for Wright. Antoine Wright.
And that's the end of the first half.
And that was huge because it gives them a 15-point lead. The score here at halftime is Thomas Johnson 30 and Middletown 15. We'll have our halftime activities coming up. Remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Bob Dacey is our producer at WFMD Studios tonight. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs. We are live at Middletown High School. Was that Wanda Atkins? I saw the coach of the Urbana girls.
Yes, she's been a long time assistant coach at Catoctin here at Middletown, and then at Urbana. Now she's got as the head job. Really, really happy for her, and she'll get those girls playing and where they need to be, and you'll see some a difference down there for sure.
Was it Kendall Haggerty the other night?
Yeah.
She was saying nine three-point baskets. Wow. Just ride her for a while, I guess.
Yes.
Let's look at the scoring. TJ is out in front here, 30-15 over Middletown. And Zay Brooks had 2 points that first half. Bennett Commander, 4 points. 7 points for Braxton Foreman. 7 points for J.R. Poe. 4 points for Rick Rivas, 4 points for Antoine Wright, and 2 points for Brent Coughlin for the TJ Patriots. And they are 11-2, and I think going for their 10th win in a row.
I think that's what it is, Pete. Yep.
Good streak there, Middletown. So far tonight, 2 points for Brian Walker, but he's played much better than that. You would think he would have more points. Dan Bush has played well in that low post as he's scored 6 points for Middletown. 4 points for Ben Watts off the bench, and 3 points tonight for Dan Raz. And it just seems like it should be a closer game. It doesn't seem like TJ has really outplayed Middletown that badly at all.
It's just been the rebounding has been the key here.
The height of TJ.
Yeah, with Foreman and Poe and Commander. Foreman, Commander, and Poe. It's made it difficult for Middletown to get a second or third opportunity when they have the ball. They've been getting taking that one shot, and that's been it. And DJ's gotten the rebound and comes down. And when you don't get the stops at the other end, then you've got to start, hopefully, you want to get a little better percentage shooting on the offensive end, and that just hasn't worked out for Middletown. They've gotten a number of their points down underneath, and good footwork and technique there by Bush and Raz. But I'm sure, you know, the second half's new. Yep. And we'll go out and see if Poffenbarger and Walker and them can start hitting some jump shots to help them get back this ball game.
Just been nothing from the outside, and against this height underneath that TJ has, it you almost have to. We want to welcome our new sponsor, Premier Dental. Premier Dental. Coming on as a new sponsor of our sports package here at WFMD High School Sports. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings will be starting soon. And we're going to welcome the rest of our sponsors, Dr. Guy Cappuccino over there in Mount Airy. Also, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams. And Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing. And sometimes in this hot weather, it's hard to keep it flowing, but Griffith Plumbing will do the job, I'll tell you.
they will. The weather, we had this up and down business, and it's tough to adjust to when you go from, a couple weeks ago we were in the 60s, and then bang, it was down in the upper 20s, and then we got wind chill was worse than that, then they're back up in the, this tomorrow or Friday, I think it is, it'll be upper 40s and then low 50s for about a week, and then I'm sure another cold front will come wheeling in. And
we're dry, too. It's been been a real drought in the area. And
we didn't get, the storms have kind of basically haven't affected us.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Either too much to the center of the, on the other side of the mountains, or too far offshore. We'll take another break and come back with the opening tip as we start the second half. See if Middletown can come back. Right now, TJ up 30-15 over the Middletown boys. We'll see what happens here in the second half. Some strange things have happened over the years at this Middletown High School. I've seen some impossible comebacks, so I wouldn't go away quite yet. Once again, 30-15, TJ over Middletown High School. And we want to remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're back, and we're just about ready to start the second half here. 30-15, Thomas Johnson over Middletown as we start the second half of play. But as we were saying, Middletown really has played pretty well, and it's surprising the score. It's just the height advantage TJ has is 6'6", Foreman and Commander.
They're waiting for the officials, and I don't know what's happened. See him on the floor yet?
Well, they didn't like the first half, and they took off. I don't know. They were around. I know there were three of them. We can't play without the officials. It just shows how important they are. The whole thing comes to a stop without them. 30-15 is our score. Remember, Friday night we will be at Linganore for the Frederick girls at Linganore girls. And also, we want to remind you, the Mark Turgeon basketball show will be coming up right after the game. So just after our post-game show, we'll be taking you to College Park for the Mark Turgeon Show, his weekly basketball show on Maryland basketball.
And now the officials have come out.
Here they are.
Now we can get started.
They were having an argument under there, probably. Just guessing. All right, it comes in now to Raz. Raz to Walker for Middletown. They work it over the left side of Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger with a 15-footer. Oh, it's short. Rebound by Bush. He gets a nice rebound.
Pass.
Raz underneath with a beautiful one to Call. Call can't finish it off, but Logan Call chases it down, gets it to Bush. Back to Call, lays it up. Oh, he missed the layup. The ball out of bounds. Saved by Call. Great play. Oh, the ball thrown into Walker, and he had an open shot and missed it, and the rebound finally by Poe. They did everything but score. Some great rebounding and plays there by Middletown.
Good hustle there, just wouldn't go down.
Logan Call, shot by Brooks. He's back in there. Tay Brooks to Rivas. Rivas now with it for TJ outside. He gets it over in the corner. Shot by Commander. Oh, it won't go. The three-pointer won't go. Rebound Raz. Raz comes the other way from Middletown on the gallop. Coming over the timeline now. Comes over to the right side. Staying outside the arc. Gets it to Logan Call over in the right corner. Call at the free throw line. Bush makes it.
Nice shot by Daniel Bush from the free throw. He flashed out. Wide open. Knocked it down.
Nice play. And Bush now 8 points on the night tonight for Middletown. It's 30-17. The lead down to 13. Goes to Rivas. Rivas drives to the basket. Ball was partially blocked. Taken out of the air by Brian Walker. He comes the other way for Middletown. Walker gets it out to Bush. Bush, a little 10-footer. It's good.
And Daniel Bush is hot. They can keep giving him the ball.
10 points for Bush tonight. And Middletown cutting the lead down to 11 now. Back is Foreman. Foreman in the paint. Foreman gets it back out to Rivas. Now over the right side, it goes to Brooks. Brooks holds that ball high over his head. He lofts it in underneath for Poe. Poe works it up and gets fouled. Two shots at the line for J.R. Poe. See who they got there. Ooh, man, it's Dan Raz.
Is it Raz?
It's Raz, and that's number three on Raz. So at the line here is J.R. Poe.
That's three on Daniel. You've got to be careful now. Didn't want to get that third foul so early in this third quarter.
He's one for one at the line so far tonight. Shot is up, and it is no good by Poe. Went in and went out.
Pryor getting ready to probably come in for him.
I like his hustle. He works hard all the time he's in there for Middletown. Coming out is Dan Raz with three. At the line again is Poe. Poe's shot is up and is in and out. And the rebound is grabbed by Walker. Two misses there for Poe.
I think it went out off Walker, so TJ retains possession.
TJ gets the ball right back under their own basket. It'll go to J.R. Poe. Poe flips it out from an outside the arc. Goes right down the lane, loses control of the ball, triple teamed, and still maintains possession to Poe. Poe, an open shot, misses that, gets his own rebound, drives in, puts it up off the glass and in. J.R. Poe.
Excellent hustle on his part to follow his shot.
Oh, he did. What instincts. 32-19. Logan Call drives to the basket, gets double teamed, now comes back and puts it up and in.
Nicely done by Logan Call. Looked like they were going to take a pass. He stopped, pivot, went back down the lane, the baseline, and put it in.
32-21 our score as Middletown hangs tough. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, it goes to Rivas. Rivas looks around. A zone defense used by Middletown now as they continue to go off the man. Brooks puts it up, went through the basket the wrong way, up from the bottom, and a foul under there.
Middletown plays that, Plausel plays the man, and then they also try and the big guys come flashing out, then they try and double-team the ball, and then Raz and Bush get back on their men, but they try and help out up top.
Shot is good by Zay Brooks. And he now has 3 points in the night, and he'll get another.
Malamutz is back, ready to come in.
Oh, second shot, no good. Rebound taken out by Walker. Walker flips out the outlet pass now. As Poffenbarger has it. Poffenbarger right to the basket, puts it up. No good, but he got fouled.
Should be on Richard, I believe. Yep. I think that's his second. Yep. Excellent job there by Reese Poffenbarger.
He got into the
change of direction and change of speed. Used his quickness that time and got past Richard.
And he got fouled. First shot is up and good by Poffenbarger. And that's his first point of the night, believe it or not.
Yep.
He's usually a more prolific scorer than that.
Pryor's out and Malamutz now in for Middletown.
Logan Call.
And that
rebound, his shot is no good. Rebound, Zay Brooks. And Brooks will come back now for TJ.
11-point lead here.
To Poe, to Foreman. Foreman on the left side. Foreman holds the ball high over his head. Foreman fires it to Rivas. Rivas back to Foreman, wide open for a three, but quickly Logan Call gets over there on defense. But Foreman now open for the three, and he makes it. Wow. Foreman with a three and 10 points of the night for him. And now it's 36-22, 14-point lead for TJ. Foreman steals the pass, drives to the basket, a one-handed dunk. Oh, he's got the two-handed dunk. There was the one-handed dunk. Braxton Foreman shaking the house here with that one.
Timeout.
That was like a thunder dunk.
Yep.
Wow. 38-22 now. And Middletown, after all that work to cut the lead down, and the lead is back up now. 16 points. Wow.
Well, that's how fast it can happen. They need to, again, they're playing better defense, and some shots are starting to fall, and everything was going positive, and they had a chance to cut it to single digits, and then TJ goes on the 7-5-0 run, just like that.
Braxton Foreman now with 12 points, and I think the size, once again, the size and the physicalness of physical play of TJ beginning to really take its toll here on Middletown. Yeah, you got a guy that's 6'5" and a guy that's 6'6" who are very good, athletic, and very good shooters, too.
And they're big as well.
Yeah, and they just take up a lot of room under there, and you battle those guys all night. It's tough.
Okay, Dan Bush has done a heck of a job for Middletown in being down there and battling those guys. And he certainly has done some scoring for him, too. So hard worker, definitely keep it. We had Middletown going in the right direction here to start the second half.
And putting the ball in play will be Logan Call down at the here at the Middletown end of things. Fires it into Poffenbarger, who again, Rivas and he have been doing man-to-man battle all night.
And they're back at it again.
Yeah, Logan Call with it now on the left side of the over, top of the key. It goes to Bush. Bush at the free throw line. Goes back, gets it over to Poffenbarger on the right side. Poffenbarger on Rivas. Drives against Rivas. Gets him up in the air. Throws the ball up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound, Commander. And Commander gets the outlet pass to Rivas. And Rivas flips it to Brooks. Over on the left side to Foreman. Deep in the corner now to Poe. Poe with a pass to Rivas. Wide open for the three. And he nails it.
Rattled in. Holy
oh,
moly.
Man.
That was beyond three.
Winner. It rattled in. With the ball now, Poffenbarger. As TJ, the biggest lead of the night. With it is Calumets. Calumets, nice screen set for him by Walker. Gets loose for a moment. Now gets it to Walker. Walker backing in. Walker moving to the basket. Puts it up off the glass. Too hard. No good. Rebound, Brooks. And here comes Tay Brooks on the run to Poe. Poe switches hands on the dribble. Is cut off by Calumets. And Calumets nearly steals it away. Poe gets it back.
Nice
fires
pass.
It along the baseline to Commander, who puts it in.
Nicely done there. Excellent passing. Quick passing.
TJ passing is again 21 points now the lead for TJ. Calumets directing traffic for Middletown. Top of the key it goes to Bush. To Call over in the left corner now to Walker. Walker with a three. It won't go. The rebound, Commander. Commander gets the outlet pass to Brooks. Brooks. Oh, trying to hit Rivas along the baseline. Intercepted by Logan Call. And Call gets the ball back to Walker.
Nicely done by Logan Call.
That was a beautiful play by Call.
Oh.
And they throw the ball away. Rivas has it the other way to J.R. Poe. Oh, no. Poe has the ball blocked on an outstanding play by Poffenbarger.
Excellent hustle by Reese Poffenbarger. Got a hand in there, knocked the ball out, and got the ball back for Middletown.
Goes in the corner to Calumets. Calumets with a bounce pass underneath to Walker, nice. Who puts it in.
Nice soft touch there by Brian Walker.
Wow, and the pass by Calumets. 43-24, the lead at 19 for TJ. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Foreman has the ball knocked out of his hands by Walker, who's hustling and using his head just about every way he can out there. And he's guarding Foreman. That's a big task. Doing a good job
nice
on him.
Pass.
Underneath to Rivas. Rivas draws the foul. He'll get two. 1:55 left in the third quarter, and TJ in command.
Fouls on Bush. That's his first.
That's unbelievable. He's been battling those big guys.
Yep, he's done a good job, though, staying out of foul trouble.
Rivas. With good form at the free throw line. Hardly tickles the net there. And he now has 8 points of the night. Richard Rivas. Walker comes out for a rest.
As long as Logan Call as well.
Well deserved.
Yep, Logan.
Shot is up and no good. The second, and Bush gets the rebound. He's double-teamed. Somehow
nice
gets
job.
It away
nice
and
job.
Keeps possession for Middletown. Nice job here by Bush. With the ball now is Poffenbarger. The screen set for him by Bush. He can't get away from Rivas.
Nice
now
job.
He does get away from Rivas. But the ball was touched by Wright, I think. No, I guess not.
Referee said no.
And it goes to TJ.
Of course, Reese disagrees with the official on that one, but understandably so.
All right, the score, 44-24, 20-point lead. For TJ, 1:40 to go in the third quarter, and TJ with the ball.
Bahai is in for TJ. Foreman takes a breather.
And with that ball is Tay Brooks. Brooks gets it over to Rivas. Rivas top of the key. On the weave now quickly to Poe. Corner it goes to Bahai. Along the baseline is Poe. Poe squeezes it up and in. What a beautiful play along the baseline. J.R. Poe. He's a good basketball player, I'll tell you.
Yes, indeed.
Ball comes into Calumets for Middletown. They're struggling to stay in this game now, down by 22.
Minute left in the third.
Calumets firing the ball over to that number, which I think is a call-up from the JV, but we don't have his number. We don't have his name. And the rebound fought for Poffenbarger and Rivas. I'll tell you, they're going to see each other in their dreams tonight. Yeah. They're just in each other's face the whole night.
Tough defense and tough. Nice
shot.
Shot
up and good. And this now 46-26, the lead at 20.
Well, you got.
As J.R. Poe, deep in the corner, gets the ball out to Antoine Wright. Antoine Wright in the paint. Bounce pass goes over in the corner. Brooks, ball loose, gets it back, puts it up. Brooks puts it off the glass and in. Tay Brooks.
10 seconds left here in the third.
48-26, 22-point lead for Thomas Johnson.
Nice pass
bounce
to Bush.
Pass to Bush. Oh, the shot was a way off. He got the good pass, but the shot way off. Rebound taken down by Bahai. Shot at the buzzer, nearly went in. And after three quarters of play, it's Thomas Johnson 48 and Middletown 26. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Basketball, Maryland Terrapins basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
I'm Pete McLeod with Steve Dibbs. We're live in Middletown High School right now. TJ in command of this one, 48-26, 22-point lead, their biggest of the game. And it's been all TJ here in this third quarter. That size beginning to wear Middletown down, I believe.
No question there, Pete. That's just been the... Middletown's had a rough shooting night tonight.
Yeah, just not hitting from the outside at all. We've seen shots set up with some beautiful passing and just missed with bad shots. And ball goes right back to TJ and all that work for nothing. You get frustrated after a while.
I have Kevin here tonight. Kendro.
Oh, he's following us around.
Stopping by.
he figures we know where the good games are. All right, TJ has the ball. Nearly has it stolen. Antoine Wright saves things for TJ. 13 seconds on the shot clock. With it is Brooks. Tay Brooks driving to the basket. And a whistle underneath. Tried to get the pass to Antoine Wright, who was cutting in from the right side. But there was a whistle. And I think the foul is on Middletown. Yes. It's going to be on Poffenbarger. Should be his first, I think. All right.
Yep.
7:27 to go in the game. Bahai puts it up too hard off the glass, and the rebound is taken down by Middletown. Grabbed by Colby Doreen. And Middletown with the ball now underneath. Bush works his way to the basket, puts it up. Oh, he did everything but score. And the rebound by Antoine Wright. Did a lot of work there, got in, and just couldn't finish it off.
Just a little too hard off the iron.
Yep. Antoine Wright, baseline drive, puts it up with his left hand off the glass and in. Tay Brooks.
Wow.
Man, he has had a good night underneath.
Off balance, still puts it in.
50-26 now. Bush tried to set a screen. Deep in the corner, the shot is up and good. The three-point shot up and good by Dylan Green.
Excellent shot by Dylan. Nicely done.
50-29 now. It's a 21-point lead. Shot by Rivas. In and out. Rebound. Hauled down by Middletown as they come the other way.
Nice pass to...
Green's pass gets intercepted.
Bahai
will come the other way. He passes to Wright. Picked up by Poe. And Poe puts it in. J.R. Poe now with 9, 11, 13 points on the night. Dylan Green helping Poffenbarger bring that ball up as Green comes over to the right side now. And there's a whistle. I think they're going to call Poe.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 4 on Poe.
Yep. Michael Concepcion in the game now for J.R. Poe.
And Poe gets a smattering of applause. He comes off. He had a great game offensively, I'll tell you. Ball comes into Bush. Bush top of the key. Middletown with it, driving to the basket. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken down by Antoine Wright. Ahead it goes to Rivas. Just let him too much with the pass. And he couldn't. It just was beyond his reach.
Good idea. Just a little too hard.
And here come the Knights now. Dylan Green brings the ball up for Middletown. 5:47 left in the game. Middletown running out of minutes here. And they're trailing by a score of 52-29. They need points in a hurry. Bush, turnaround in the lane. Crawled along the rim and fell off.
Yeah,
heartbreak there for Bush.
Several shots tonight for Daniel Bush. It just didn't work to win.
That's a heartbreaker. He did it again, worked hard, got loose, put the ball up, and it danced along the rim and fell off.
And got a foul on Michael Concepcion. block.
Just came into the game,
I believe.
Mike is a 6'1" senior for Middletown, for TJ. With the ball is Dylan Green over the timeline now against Rivas. And Rivas picks it up. Top of the key, Logan Call. They work that ball around. And just handling that pass under there. And a tie up underneath as Concepcion, with a nice move, ties that ball up.
Middletown ball.
It will be Middletown ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Knights.
Coughlin in for TJ.
And TJ with the big 52-29 lead, 5:04 left in the game. Shot from the corner won't go. Rebound is fought for and goes out of bounds off of Logan Call, I think.
Knocked off Antoine Wright.
Oh, they say Wright, so it'll be Middletown ball. Ben Watts in the game for Middletown. Comes over to Dylan Green for a three. Yes, he got it.
Wow. Dylan's got a nice shot.
6 points for him tonight.
Those two threes.
52-32. 4:49 to go in the game. Ball over to Antoine Wright. Top of the key, Rivas now. Rivas, top of the key, being guarded by Dylan Green. Has trouble getting away from him. Puts up the 10-footer. It won't go. Good defense, Dylan Green. And the rebound by Logan Call. As Middletown controls the boards now with, and they're down by 20. Got to make the move now. Drive to the basket, won't go. Rebound, Antoine Wright. Again, Middletown just can't finish it off. Ball comes up to Brooks, driving. Reverse layup, no good, but he got fouled. And he likes to drive that baseline, Tay Brooks. 6'2" junior for TJ. He'll have two shots here. This is the free throw. He is 2 for 3 at the line.
Walker in.
Hey, see you, Mike.
Mike.
Number 44. Yeah. Shot is good. That was Zay Brooks, I think.
Yep.
53-32, 21-point lead for TJ. Dylan Green with the ball now. Rivas on defense for TJ. Those two will battle after Poffenbarger battled all night.
Yep.
Here comes Walker. Walker with those big strides. Gets up, gets a shot off, draws the foul. He'll get two shots at the line. He takes those big steps.
That's second foul on Brett Coughlin.
53-32. Shot by Walker. Good.
I think Jayon Pettiman is in now for TJ. So you got Pettiman, Concepcion, Coughlin, Foreman, and Rivas.
Second shot good by Walker. Walker now with 6 points on the night. Bringing that ball up is Foreman. Gets the crossover dribble and gets it over the timeline against the defense there of Ben Watts. With it is Rivas. Rivas drives right to the basket, puts it up, had it partially blocked. Ball fought for. Concepcion comes out and tips it to Foreman at the top of the key. Foreman looking at Watts now. He's got the size advantage there, but decides to give that ball up. Rivas now over the left side. Rivas at the free throw line puts up the jumper. That's good by Rivas. Yeah, Rivas now with 10 points of the night. Brian Walker knocked out of his hands by Rivas. Picked up by Concepcion. A struggle in midcourt, and Middletown wins the battle. They'll come the other way. Here comes Walker. Squeezes it up. No good. Rebound taken by Logan Call. They continue to fight. It won't go in. And finally tipped Walker. Up and in. I think it was Walker.
Brian stayed in there and battled and got the putback.
Walker now with 12 points of the night. Here comes Braxton Foreman over to Rivas. 55-36, 2:58 left in the game. Coughlin with it now. Coughlin gets it over to Concepcion. Over in the corner it goes to Foreman. Foreman nearly lost the ball. Picks it up on the dribble.
Stepped on the line.
Yes, I think he did. You're right. And TJ turns it over. And that was Pettiman.
Yep. Jayon Pettiman.
He played quite a bit in that intra-city game the other night. Brian Walker holding the ball. Brian Walker puts up the shot. Oh, it won't go. The shooting has been off for Middletown.
Yeah, I think Dan was pushed was over the back.
And they're just shaking their heads. Yeah. Can't get that ball to go in. They've been getting free, putting up good shots, good passing, and just can't finish it off.
Nevs Gordon in for TJ now.
Nevis Gordon. He's a 6'1" junior for TJ. He will put the ball in play. 55-36, a 19-point lead for the Patriots. Dribbling up very quickly right through the crowd is Penniman. Shot from the outside, won't go. Rebound fought for. Only 2:25 left in the game now, and a 19-point lead for TJ.
Concepcion in there battling and got the rebound and got fouled.
And he will be at the line.
Fouls on Logan Call. That's his third.
A 1-on-1 situation here for Concepcion. Shot is up and no good. Misses the front end of the 1-on-1, and the rebound is taken in there by Ben Watts. And Watts brings it up, fires it over on the left side to Bush. Bush against Concepcion goes right by him, puts up the running right-hander, but it won't go. And the rebound by Concepcion. And it'll go to Foreman. Foreman firing that ball up as TJ continues to work hard here. Nevis Gordon gets the pass. Top of the key, it goes to Foreman. Foreman against Ben Watts has nowhere to go as a zone defense cuts him down, cuts down his drive, goes to Nevis Gordon, and they work that ball around. With the ball now is Penniman.
Stolen by Walker.
Brian Walker way up in the air for that steal. Bringing the ball up in traffic and gets it over the timeline as they fire it around to Bush. In the corner, Ben Watts with a three. Oh, it won't go. And the rebound is taken down by TJ coming the other way. And losing control is Penniman, and it'll go back to Middletown with 1:29 left.
Bahai and Foreman to sit down. But Dan Bush gets a C. I'll tell you what, he's played a heck of a game tonight.
Yeah. Middletown's done a lot of good things tonight, but they just haven't resulted in baskets.
Yep.
Shooting has been way off. Pass fired now, top of the key. That shot won't go. That's Colby Doreen. Top of the key now, it's Bahai for TJ. TJ continues with the possession here. Nevis Gordon with it. There's Bahai. Bahai at the free throw line. Bahai driving to the basket, puts it up and in.
Oh, powered his way up through that.
Wow, and he used the strength. The ball looked like it was stuffed, but somehow he had the strength to keep the handle on the ball and finish it off. There's Walker. Walker is bumped by Concepcion, I believe.
Yes.
And that's still not a shooting situation here for TJ. That's only the fifth team foul on them. Logan Call.
Matt King in that. Oh, there's our number. Mr. McLeod.
Yes.
He's at the top of the roster. It was Andrew Frizzell.
Oh, we're sorry, Andrew. We're blind. We're both blind.
We were looking at the bottom.
Yeah, right? I was looking at the bottom. I didn't even see him at the top. Yeah, you're right.
I just noticed it.
That's our mistake. Andrew Frizzell. The mystery guy, number 44, and he was right on the roster, and we couldn't even see it. I tell you, that's...
Well, they put him at the top for some reason, and we weren't looking for 44 up there in front of the number one.
That's right. So we'll make an excuse for ourselves. I'll tell you. I thought he was on the JV, right? Oh, Concepcion working so hard for TJ, and he finishes it off with a basket. Nice play with only 10 seconds left here. Ball goes over in the corner, deep in the corner. Shot, three-point shot, no good. Coughlin gets the rebound for TJ. And
that'll be it.
That will be it. The final score will be TJ 59 and Middletown 36.
Yeah.
59-36 is our final score. And so, with that victory, TJ now 10 wins in a row. They will go to 12-2. They're on a 10-game winning streak. Middletown has also been hot. They slipped to 8-5. And once again, we have to emphasize Middletown played in many ways a very good game tonight. Their shooting was just as cold as I've ever seen it from a Middletown team. They would work hard, get open shots, and just not the ball just would not go in the basket. So we will take a break and come back with our post-game show. 59-36, the final score in favor of TJ. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're back at a rapidly emptying Middletown High School. I don't know why all these people want to leave and go out in the cold weather, but they apparently do. 59-36, TJ wins 10 in a row. They're now 12-2 on the year. And here is the
is
head coach
correct,
of the...
Yes, that's correct.
12-2? Okay, congratulations.
Thomas Johnson
coach.
High School head coach, John Manley, and you've got to be a happy guy right now, 12-2.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty right now. It's pretty nice.
We certainly, in talking, John, the last couple ball games here with Pete and I, certainly after that Watkins Mill game, things are really, everybody, you're clicking on all cylinders, it seems like.
Yeah, that game was, I think that was an eye-opening for us. You know, we went down there, I think we thought we could handle them, and we kind of, I'm not saying we got our butts kicked, but, you know, it was a tough game, and we came back that week to practice and everything, and the kids really stepped it up, and we've been just rolling ever since like a Mack truck. So.
I guess you have, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly started with that nice, a real good solid win over Linganore.
Yeah, that was a big win for us, and the guys really responded, you know, really, really well. And then it just, you know, I would say our defense has really picked up to create for our offense.
Well, you weren't good tonight, for example. They weren't getting one shot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't allow them any more one shot, and that certainly paid a difference.
Yeah, I told the guys before the game we got to put a lot of ball pressure on them, and Richard Rivas did an excellent job.
Poffenbarger, that's not an easy assignment either.
No, and he pretty much just, you know, harassed him all night, which created other things for the other guys. So those kinds of things, you know, they don't always get in the box score, and Richard did a wonderful job tonight with that.
And J.R. Poe just seems to be like the quiet man. I mean, he quietly scores. If he can quietly score 10 or 15 points and get 10 rebounds, he does it.
He does it. I mean, he's a double-double guy every night. You know? You know, if we can have 3 to 4 guys in double figures, you know, I think we can do a lot of damage and we can do, you know, a lot of good. And I told him tonight, too, we got to rebound. The other game the other night against Walkersville, they kind of shut that down a little bit on us. They were a little more physical. I told him tonight I have and rebound, not tapping the ball, grabbing it and go. And they did it. So
they sure did. That was, like I say, when you limit teams to one shot each time they come down there for a while, John, it certainly paid off. And you'd go down and take advantage of that and score, and that eventually catches up with you. You know, it's just with – it really seems like – those kids have really gelled together now, and it's let's get the W, and whoever it is.
Yes, yeah, passes. You there are 4 and 5 passes down here sometimes. They just try to hit the open man.
And that's good. I mean, we've been stressing that in practice a lot with them. You know, they need to get those touches. It took a little while, and it was that Watkins Mill game, I think, that turned us around, that we can't play selfish, that, you know, everybody, you know, has to contribute. This is a good group of kids, and they want their other, you know, that second squad and the other guys, the reserves. You know, my starters really want those guys to get in the game and feel good.
Yeah. Well, Concepcion felt good.
He's a beast. I mean, he's a horse in there.
Boy, I've seen a difference too in Antoine Ryder. He stepped up his game, John.
Oh, he can take anybody off the dribble. And you know, that's what we told him, and he can hit that little mid range, and that's, you know, he hit a couple of those tonight. And he's been really working on that in practice, and he's really stepped up his game.
Yeah, no question about that.
So you're just past the middle part of the season now, and
we'll start
the light at the end of the tunnel.
So we'll start back to league play starting Friday night. We got to go up to North, which is always a tough
North
place
Hagerstown,
to play.
Right?
You know, we played them pretty well at home. We got to go up there, but it's always a tough task to go up there. We played in a Christmas tournament up there, so we know the floor pretty well and everything up there. And then we got a little bit of a layoff next week till that Friday, so we got about 4 days to prepare. I'm trying to think who we got. I mean, we got South.
I see if I got the
there aren't too many nights off around here.
No. You know, let's see.
And 3A, as usual, is just loaded.
Yeah, we got South Hagerstown
and they're tough.
That night.
Very tough, yeah.
Yeah, they're
at home. That's good.
Yeah, that should be a good game at home. And then we follow up, you know, go to Linganore. That'll be that revenge game.
Yes.
So it's going to be
good basketball, though.
Yeah, and I told the guys, you know, we're 6-0 in the conference, and you know they just have to take care of business. And you know it's kind of like the Big East, you know, the old Big East. You know, any given night, anybody can knock you off.
Well, just think, if you win you could go back to the CMC championship game and play Oakdale again.
Yeah, I try not to think about that. Everybody on the street, everybody tells me that all the time. And I'm like, we'll just wait and see what happens.
When it happens,
yeah. We don't want to project. I never want to project too far ahead.
Well, you're 12-2, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's the best start we've had in a long time. Yeah.
Glenn, congratulations, and
thank you.
A great
Appreciate
win tonight.
Thanks.
Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, Steve.
All right, buddy.
All right.
John
Thanks.
Manley, the head coach of the Thomas Johnson High School boys basketball team, now 12-2 and 10 wins in a row, as TJ is really on a roll. Let's go over the scoring. Zay Brooks, 9 points tonight for TJ, 2 points for Bahan Bahai, 2 points for Mike Concepcion, 6 points for Bennett Commander, 12 points for Braxton Foreman, 13 points tonight for J.R. Poe, the double-double man, 6 points tonight for Rick Rivas, 4 points tonight for Antoine Wright, and Breck Coughlin came up with 2 points, played well tonight. He got the start tonight for Middletown, 1 point for Reese Poffenbarger, which is way off his average. So Rivas, that's Rivas' defense that did the job there. 8 points for Brian Walker, 2 points for Logan Call, 4 points tonight for, I take that back, 10 points tonight for Dan Bush. Played a great game.
Oh, Dan played an excellent game.
Against guys that are bigger than him. 6 points for Dylan Green, 4 points for Ben Watts, 3 points tonight for Dan Raz, and 2 points tonight, and we'll give him credit right now, Andrew Frizzell, the guy wearing number 44 tonight with 2 points, and he played well, made a couple of nice drives to the basket tonight for Middletown. Middletown drops to 8-5, but they've been tough lately, and of course this was a step up in class for them, a 3A team. They are 2A, so they wouldn't have to face TJ in the playoffs, but they got enough tough teams to worry about without TJ.
Yes, they 2A. Do. Oakdale being one of them.
Yes, Oakdale being a big one. We want to thank Bob Dacey tonight, our producer, and we also want to remind you the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show coming up from College Park in just a couple of minutes. I want to thank our sponsors. For Steve Nibbs, I'm Pete McLeod, reminding you the final score again was TJ winning tonight 59-36 over Middletown. And a good evening to you from the Middletown High School gym.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy, Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing, Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball,
the Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team,
the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show, and Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WS.